This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. The world's cities have a huge role to play in preventing the worst effects of climate change. Urban areas were responsible for more than two-thirds of greenhouse gas emissions from 2015 to 2020. And in the next three decades, the UN says 2.5 billion more people are expected to live in cities, many of which haven't been built yet. Karen Seto is a professor of urbanization and geography at Yale and helped write a recent UN report on climate change. When I got her on the phone the other day, I asked her how we can design those future cities to be greener.
Cities that haven't been built are, in fact, right now, primarily small towns and smaller cities. So when we think about all this new development, they're not just popping out from nowhere, right? Mm. So cities that are already compact and walkable, it'll be important to make sure that there are high densities of housing and jobs. The other is for these cities to maintain the green space and the ecosystems that they have, because one of the ways in which urban expansion affects emissions is by taking over green space by land cover change. That affects the local climate by, putting in roads and sealed surfaces.
The report makes it clear that retrofitting existing cities, especially cities like L.A. and Houston that were designed around cars, can be really challenging and, I imagine, very expensive. Is there hope that we can actually do that at scale?
Absolutely. I mean, it is not a matter of having to completely redesign the city. And most of us live within neighborhoods, right? And so it's about making sure that we're, for example, building a supermarket very close to where there's a lot of housing. It is making streets more walkable. And you can make streets more walkable by putting in more street trees, putting in green space. It also involves retrofitting existing buildings, putting in green roofs and green walls.
Density had kind of a setback, really, during the pandemic when a lot of people who had been living in cities wanted to move to the suburbs, wanted more space. Houses in the United States, at least, are once again getting bigger. Do you think that's temporary?
Oh, that is a really good question. What's interesting is people are moving out of big cities, but it's not that people are moving into, the countryside and adopting a agrarian lifestyle. People are by and large still living in cities, but they're moving from bigger cities to smaller cities. But there's no doubt that people are still wanting to live in cities because that's where the services are. That's where there's the amenities that people want, like restaurants, culture, museums, etc.
Many people have interpreted these reports as a warning that we're near or at the point of no return for severe consequences of climate change. And as someone who, helped write it and has been living in this data, what gives you hope, if anything?
Well, I think the biggest source of hope is that two-thirds of carbon emissions come from cities and towns. And so if we develop solutions for cities and if they were adopted by cities, that could possibly solve two-thirds of the problem. So that's pretty exciting. I'm also an optimist because we're adding 2.5 billion people into cities and towns over the next 30 years, and those are places that haven't been built. So we can use science to affect how all those unbuilt cities of tomorrow, how they're designed, how they're operated. So there's a lot that we can do.
What's a change you've made as a result of your work on this?
Oh, well, we are making these changes at our house right now. We have just switched to an electric vehicle. We have just ripped out our driveway, which was a asphalt driveway that contributes to stormwater and doesn't allow for groundwater penetration. We ripped that out and we put in a pervious driveway.
I started composting. That was my small but meaningful step.
Yeah, they are small. I mean, I am in a family of dedicated carnivores. And I will say that I'm not going to become a vegetarian tomorrow, but we are completely reassessing and trying to just eat more sustainably and really being aware of the food waste and minimizing that. So there's a lot that we can do at home.
Karen Seto is a professor at Yale of Geography and Urbanization Science and also one of the coordinating lead authors on the recent IPCC report. Thanks so much.
Oh, thanks for having me.